This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Look out, the trick-or-treaters are going to be out there tonight. Be careful in the neighborhoods. Why is it that so many people are upset with teen trick-or-treaters? My wife brought that up yesterday. You got to watch out for the teenagers that come to your door. Who cares, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
You don't, do you?
No. Obviously not. Okay.
And there's two things. I saw one this morning where, I guess, Kim Kardashian or somebody like her, I forgot who it is, being blasted online because they're wearing one of those sexy costumes.
Yeah.
And I do have to tell you, when I see one of those, I do kind of judge the person that they're really wanting to be looked at or showing off, like a guy that goes as a male stripper to a Halloween party.
Well, first of all, let's go back to the teen thing. I know for a fact that Carson has a problem with teenagers.
You do?
Yeah, he told me, and he probably doesn't remember telling me, but he said, yeah, you know, I get the candy, and then I try to, like, you know, like this little kid will get a couple pieces. I try to, you know, spread out the love, but then all of a sudden I'll get teenagers, and now I'm just so mad about it.
What? It's just like they're almost 18 years old. I've got 17-year-olds coming to my house, and I'm like, come on, really?
Who cares?
Save the candy for the little kids. Yeah, you're a little too old. I think no. It's 17. You're a little too old to be trick-or-treating.
Are you ever too old for Christmas?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, come on, man. It's one day of the year. It's cheap-ass candy you're giving out. Who cares if it's a teenager? Let them live it.
Well, the meme is, at least they're not out doing bad things. They're, you know, they're just trick-or-treating, right? They could be doing far worse. So that's why you should give them candy.
Yeah. I'd egg your house.
I'm a little sour because last year there was a bunch of 17-year-olds trick-or-treating, right? I gave him candy, whatever, and in the middle of the night, my pumpkin still got smashed, and I know it was a 17-year-old.
Well, but the pumpkin's over with. Halloween,
but I get his point.
Done.
You gave him candy, and then they came back
on
and smashed his pumpkin. I mean, that would piss me off.
I didn't turn you away, and then you come egg my house or smash my pumpkin.
No,
you know?
But when you get 72, you're the get-off-the-lawn guy.
I'm the get-off-the-lawn guy right now.
Yeah, he's already that guy. No, he admits it. He knows
I will chase people down the street if you touch my lawn.
Remember, he's a cross cutter.
Yeah. My wife has a problem with it. She's the same way. It's like, okay, that kid's too big to be trick-or-treating. It's like, leave the kid alone.
Well, and you guys have a gigantic kid, so he already looks 13. Yes. So he's going to have trouble when he's 9. Because people like your wife are going to be like, right. Oh, he is too tall.
He does. He looks like a 35-year-old out there. Trick-or-treating.
When he's 9, he'll be, hello, trick-or-treat. So tall.
That's great.
Oh, my God. All right, and then the second
the other
part,
one I bring up is because you see girls that dress in sexy costumes every single year. Same girl, same type of costume, okay?
I don't mind that either. I don't care. It's their one time to be a whore. Yeah. It's fine.
It's an excuse, yes.
Yeah.
Here's the way I see it, though. I see it, they're like, okay, you are trying to show off. No big deal. All right. But one of the things I love about Jamie White, okay? Jamie is a very attractive lady. Very pretty woman.
All right? Oh, PJ, now, that is so sweet!
Jamie White would never, ever dress like that for Halloween.
True.
Okay? Jamie White will show up in a squirrel costume. I've seen Jamie in some of the most hideous... Jamie, and I'm speaking the truth here, okay? And I admire that. I love that. It's so endearing. Because she could go over the top, you know, and go out and get the hula skirt and a little coconut bra. To run over to Rinky Brothers, get herself, you know, something really flashy, be a stripper on the side, carry a boombox with her, you know. But no, she'll show up at the biggest Halloween party in town as a squirrel. And we're talking a full onesie, okay? Full onesie. You don't even know it's a woman under there.
With a stuffed pillow in
my with a big stuffed pillow. And I love that. I think that is so cool. So when I see a picture of Kim Kardashian, for example, there's a picture this morning. She's barely got anything. How do you call it a costume if there's no clothing?
Well, right.
There's no clothing.
Although I will give it to Heidi Klum. Like, did you see her that one year she was, it was last year. She was like a big lizard or something.
Yeah.
You couldn't even see her face.
Yeah.
I mean, she wears the most.
And that other year she was like a worm.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was crazy.
Yeah, the worm.
Too.
She was crazy.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I think that is so cool when you can just shed that. I don't know if it's an ego, a show off, whatever. You can just shed that for that night and go as something really stupid.
Kim Kardashian would never go as a squirrel.
Never. Never. And I kind of say, and I say that in a very critical way, too.
Yeah.
That she would never go as a squirrel.
No.
My wife would never go as a squirrel.
Yeah.
I love you, Jamie.
Maybe this is on me.
I love squirrels. Yeah, maybe I should have started this conversation a little different.
Yeah. You're odd, Jamie.
Jamie's a weird bird, man.
Right?
She is a weird squirrel.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.